We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear. Industries of energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions. We have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
And a very, very good finally Friday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Wilson, Butch Black. We got Professor Paul Michael Wiebe joining us live here in the next segment. So looking very forward to that. Elk City Meals on Wheels, 1510 West 9th Street. You can call in your order, 225-5821, reminding everyone they will be closed Monday in observance of Memorial Day. But Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, regular meals, $6. Dining room is open. Everyone is welcome. Senior citizens, $5. Those prices include your drink and your dessert. Here is what's on tap today at Elk City Meals on Wheels. Hamburgers, potato salad, baked beans, pickled bun, and dessert. So it's hamburger day. Hamburgers, potatoes, salad, also baked beans, pickled bun, and dessert. That's what's on the menu at Elk City Meals on Wheels. Closed Monday. Back open for business next Tuesday. The Elk City Fire Department, Elk City Police Department having a meet and greet June the 10th at a block party. Okay, so everyone is welcome to come on out and thank your local heroes. Free family event. Okay, and it's going to be located behind the Chamber of Commerce building on Broadway in Madison. Okay, and that's the old First National Bank building downtown. So that's going to be June 10th from 6 to 8. The boys in blue, the boys in red, come on out. Tell them how much you appreciate what it is they do. The golf tournament yesterday the firemen put on was a grand success. Good Terry deal. Stone and Jamie Chester and a lot of those guys like that. But, they were all out there yesterday. And, man, they brought in a crew. Chris Knighty had developed this air gun that would shoot a golf ball about 300 yards.
That doesn't surprise me, Chris.
Somebody instead of just depressing the trigger on the valve, they pulled the whole valve back and stripped the thread, so some teams didn't get to take advantage. But that was the hole we started on, so we were able to. It was a pretty impressive deal, though. It was good stuff. Also, all military veterans, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, all other military branches, American Legion Post 181 is inviting you to join them for the first Monday of each month. They begin at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Christ Family Center. Of course, it's the Second Adams Church of Christ here in Elk City, but it's the old Nagels building. It's right there off 3rd Street. You can't miss it. That's their family center. Join them for monthly meetings. First Monday of each month, 6:30 p.m. Come and get to know your fellow veterans. Various subjects will be discussed at every meeting, along with some great ideas, free coffee provided. They enjoy your presence. All military veterans are invited by the American Legion Post 181 to get together. And also Monday, the Memorial Day service will be at the Fairlawn Cemetery. A lot of people come out there for that. It's a nice short ceremony, but it carries...
It's very impressive.
Yes, it is. They have the lowering of the flag to half-mast. They have the 21-gun salute. It's good place to be. And that's going to be at 10:30 at Fairlawn Cemetery Monday morning on Memorial Day. Thanks to Beckham County Sheriff Derek Manning.
We need to change our intro.
How's that?
Well, it says, if you have questions, we have answers. Now, if you have questions, we might have answers, but more likely we have opinions.
Yeah, and we'll definitely give you those free.
Yeah, we give those out profusely and for nothing.
What else you got for us over there, Butch Black? Easy for you to say.
Yeah, WTI crude on the NYMEX July exchange is actually down 74 cents to $113.35. Never thought I'd be excited to see oil in the red.
Right.
But
I understand.
And Brent crude on the ICE July exchange is down 20 cents to $117.20. Still up there a ways, even though it's down. NYMEX natural gas is for July is down 41 cents to 8.48. Never thought I'd see the day that it would be down 40 cents and still be almost $8.50.
Yeah.
Bucks. RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX June exchange is down 89 cents to 386.85, and NYMEX heating oil on the June exchange is down $5.63 to 391.17. You know, it's sad to say that when you're in the industry and you look at the market and it's in the red, you're really kind of excited about it.
Yeah, you are right.
But it's gotten to the point where it's such a strain on the entire country that, you know, and the oil and gas industry have kind of gotten past. There was a time when they were greedy.
Oh, absolutely.
And they want to make money. I mean, it's not that they're not capitalists.
Right.
But they're also not a nonprofit organization. And they provide livelihoods for lots and lots and lots of people. And they got to make money to keep people working. And
sure.
So,
and who goes into business to make a little money?
Yeah. Yeah, but
I mean, you know, they want to make
even they're tired of the
right
pricing like it is.
Yeah, and then when you look at the fingers of the oil and gas industry, how far out that money goes?
Yeah,
you know, from the CEO all the way down to the field hands. I mean, you know, that money gets passed to the local restaurants and commerce, and you know, just the local economy, the taxes,
and hopefully a lot of the local farmers.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, hopefully they have, you know, a well or two on their place where they can draw some money and, you know, benefit from this. Get
right.
That, would you?
Yeah, I will. Let me get that. I'll get it. Anyway, yeah, you're right. It's, but it's, you know, it's a push me pull you kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like paying high gasoline prices. That means our industry's busy, but it's hard on people.
It is.
About it. I mean, it's to the point of ridiculousness right now.
Well, it is, and it's because of regulation and stuff that's been taking place. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's the oil companies getting greedy. And it's laughable when you have congressmen says we're gonna blame the oil companies for gouging at the pumps when the oil companies don't set the pump price.
Right.
The refineries, oil prices do affect gas prices, but they don't set to get the oil price. And then we find out that 4%, less than 4% of the oil and gas or the oil companies that are in business now have service stations. So,
yeah,
you know, it just doesn't add up. The math is not there, but they're going to blame big oil for what's taking place when it's OPEC that's really set the prices. And there's a story about that right here is the fact that Saudi Arabia's oil exports reached 300 billion or 30 billion
wow.
in March.
Okay. Wow.
The highest in at least 6 years. So they're making $1 billion a day.
Mm.
And the value of crude exports now almost $1 billion a day, increased by 123%.
Wow.
Year on year. Saudi Arabia's crude production rose 10.3 million barrels a day in March, and Brent oil prices averaged $112 a barrel. Prices jumped almost 50% this year, mostly due to the fallout of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. See, I'm still not buying that, but that's kind of what's driven it up globally.
Right.
That's not what's driven it up. It's exacerbated the problem here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the higher revenues helped the kingdom post a $57.5 billion real budget surplus between January and March. So they're making money hand over fist over there. And, I mean, I'm not going to mislead you. The oil companies that are working here in the continental United States are making money too, but it's costing them twice as much to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is.
So
we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have the renowned Professor Paul Michael Wiebe as our Friday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show continues in a moment.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
Oh, hey, welcome to T-Mobile.
Hey, I didn't know you guys were here.
Well, we cover 99% of people in America, so we're kind of everywhere.
I thought you were just in big cities.
Well, T-Mobile has invested billions to bring our award-winning network from big cities to towns like ours. And right now, when you switch, you can get 20% off for life with our hometown discount.
20% off for life?
Yep, 20% off unlimited talk, text, and data on T-Mobile's network for life.
All right, sign me up. Oh, one more thing. You like fishing?
That depends. You talking fly fishing, bait casting, spinning, or trolling?
Well, this is off to a beautiful start.
T-Mobile's here in your neighborhood, and we've got you covered. Head to your local Beckham County T-Mobile store to switch and get 20% off for life on qualifying new lines with our hometown discount today.
20% off for the life of your plan via monthly bill credits on qualifying new lines activated at participating stores for a limited time. Credits stop if you cancel lines or change plans. Heavy data users may notice lower speeds during congestion due to data prioritization. Video typically in SD. See T-Mobile.com/hometown discount.
The Med Shed in Arapahoe has a simple philosophy. Patients before profit. They also know that patients deserve their privacy, and that's why the MedShed's location is so appealing. It's far enough out of the way, but not too far away. Located just south of the courthouse in Arapahoe, the MedShed has a full line of cannabis products, including the well-respected and tested Arbuckle Farm strains, plus any accessories you may need. Check them out on Facebook, and oh yeah, did I mention $8 per gram top shelf flower? Only at the MedShed, just south of the courthouse in Arapahoe.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
And you're listening today because of the good folks at DCP Services, LLC. I'll let you decide which ones are good.
It ain't me.
They offer fully insured contract pumpers. They do mowing, trenching, backhoes, tractors, roustabout services. They rebuild Chemray valves and controls, plus Western Chemical pumps to like new. They bake them. They don't dip them. And they sell and repair Texam solar pumps as well as other solar pumps. And a wireline division with both braided and slickline capabilities. For all this information, you can get a hold of Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501 or Butch Black, 580-303-1886. And since all the major supply stores have all but pulled out, DCP has a full-service supply store for pipe, valves, and fittings geared toward pipeline processing and production. Located at 317 North Van Buren right here in Elk City. Call Ernie Barker. 580-339-1773. And when you need a hose or fittings, you don't need it next week, you need it now. American Hose and Supply, they understand it. They'll do whatever it takes to get you up and going, no matter what your situation is. If they can help you, they will. They'll go above and beyond. I mean, it's you got to find ways, right,
yep,
Butch?
And that's right.
What American Hose and Supply understands.
And they do it.
And they want you to get you back up making money. When you're down, you're not. Located inside Camrock on South Main Street in Elk City, next to Fred's Steakhouse. Call 821-4413, 580-821-4413. Get a hose, not hosed. That's American Hose and Supply. Okay,
there you go.
Let's go right to the phone line. Professor Paul Michael Wiebe, a live interview, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Professor?
Well, pretty good, but I'm still waiting for Butch's rescue helicopters to come and pick me up here from the badlands of Nevada.
I recognize that voice.
Isn't that good stuff right there?
You know, if you're being held against your will, Professor, blink twice.
Professor, I'm glad you're feeling better. Glad to have you on the show this morning. Man, so much to get to. Where would you like to begin?
Well, hey, I want to begin with one of my favorite movies and one of my favorite characters in those movies with Austin Powers and all of those guys.
Dr. Evil. yeah, that I think he's attending the World Economic Forum, right?
He's at Davos with the rest of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh. So Dr. Evil is heading up the one world government, according to Rand Paul and everyone else. The One World Government Summit meeting in Geneva. And, of course, his name isn't Mike Myers, but his name is Klaus Schwab. I will see you, and I will put you up against the Lord, and I will shoot you dead.
And I always thought Schwab was something I cleaned my ears out with, but yeah, this guy... He is, and he isn't afraid to say it. I mean, he's just like the New World Order. I mean, it's all about the
control,
the globalism, and those kind of things like that. But yeah, the World Economic Forum on climate change and energy going on right now, and it's having an effect. What are the long term effects, Professor?
Well, long term effects could be pretty severe, and. One of the ways you can tell to how influential Dr. Evil and his minions are is you look at the attendance coming into Switzerland. And from the U.S., we have such a luminary. Are you ready? Do you have your seatbelt?
I do. I'm ready for the list.
Yeah. So a partial reading. Just a partial reading. We have, of course, John Kerry.
Long face.
Double, of course, Al Gore. Then we have the invisible U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Gina Raimondo. Has anyone seen Gina?
No. I didn't even recognize the name until you sent me the topic list for today. I'm like, what? You're right. Yeah. Where is she in all this?
And then you have some Republicans. Get roll drum, please, Butch.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
We haven't lost our timing, huh?
Not a bit.
So, some of the Republican big shots over there include the governor of Indiana. And, you know, Indiana is a pretty conservative state. But I recall a few days ago, the Indiana legislature overrode the veto of the governor of Indiana on abortion, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And so it just so happens that the governor of Indiana, Eric Holcomb, is in Switzerland to attend the WEF. Interesting. And then we got Senator Roger Wicker from Mississippi. He's hanging up there. And Michael McCall, the Republican congressman from Texas. Now, it seems he's a big tech guy or artificial intelligence guy, foreign affairs guy. And so he's out there hanging out, whining and dining. So
he's probably a cyborg.
Have a lot to do.
And then our governor.
Let's revoke their travel vouchers so they can't come home.
Our neighbor to the northwest, Hickenlooper, I saw he was in attendance.
He was there too, yeah. And... surprise, surprise, as Gomer used to say. Senator Manchin. Yeah. Senator Joe Manchin. So, now there's a lot going on here. Let me get to what Manchin said in just a moment.
Okay.
Because what Manchin said will lead into the next segment. See how media savvy I have become.
Yeah. You're all over it, man.
I know. Geez. So, all right. Now, I know Butch is going to like this. Okay. So, one of their keynote speakers was the group president of Alibaba. And Alibaba last year had a revenue flow of around $110 billion. And they specialize in IT, e-commerce. You know, it's a Chinese company, right? And, high tech. So this fellow, whose name is J. Michael Evans, spoke at the event in Switzerland. And he said, we are developing. Are you all ready for this?
Ready.
We are developing your own personal carbon footprint tracker.
Yeah. So tracking each one of our carbon footprints. So like they would have me on record and Butch on record.
Sure.
Yes. Where you travel, how you travel, what you eat, when you go to the washroom, sorry, I had to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Brother. Think about that. Big Brother's definitely watching.
Yeah. And he's going to be watching from the inside out.
Yeah, and how do they plan to get that inserted?
From your cell phone.
Oh, your cell phone, huh?
Hmm. Yeah, it could be your cell phone. Could be an injection of sorts. Could be a microchip of sorts. That could be.
So, are they planning on taxing each individual? Is that the main plan?
Oh,
I mean, taxation. I mean, follow the money kind of thing.
Or you can go to carbon prison.
Yeah, you go to carbon prison. Absolutely, you know, because you don't pay your carbon tax when you breathe, because they'll be able to measure how many breaths you take a day.
Good gravy! I'm a heavy
other
breather.
Things that, yeah.
And a knuckle dragger.
Oh, boy.
And you know, the poor farmers, you know, who raise livestock. You don't even want to think about that.
That bovine flatulence, I mean, it's killing the earth.
Yeah. So they actually intend to do this. And the next step after you have your own private, personal, you know, designer footprint tracker. You know, that's going to come out with all the Hollywood stars. Hey, did you get your designer tracker yet?
Yeah, no doubt it's going to be the next new thing. Well, Professor Amin, who's going to enforce this? I mean, will it be each nation? Will it be the New World Order? I mean, I don't understand what they're, who's the beneficiary of all this? Who's going to facilitate this whole deal?
Well, the World Economic Forum at Davos, headed by Sergeant Schultz.
I see nothing.
has a partnership that they signed in 2019, I believe, as a functional partnership, a real partnership with the United Nations. And what they do is they inject, I like to use that word, they inject policy and priority into the UN. So they're like the UN super duper think tank. And the UN, just like the World Health Organization, the UN takes that information or recommendation or policy and assimilates it and disseminates it through its various agencies. And recommends to government or endorses to governments, you should do this and you should do that. And of course, you begin the enforcement strategy by making sure, you know, a lot of smaller countries get some money to implement these type of policies. And you start from there and you whittle it down until finally the last man standing, being the U.S., will have to eventually concede and surrender, put up the right white flag, and say, "Yeah, if everyone else is doing it, we got it." So it's a bit of a long process, but they're starting that process, and then the entire event was at Davos, using the oil and gas industry globally as a pinata, and they really went to work on oil and gas. Let me tell you. And just to give you an example, we're just talking about the UN. So the UN Secretary General Guterres, in his speech, after he followed Dr. Evil number 2, George Soros, he said, "The world is addicted to fossil fuels. And it's madness that we are in this position with fossil fuels." And then Ursula von der Leyen, who's the president of the European Commission, so, you know, she would be equivalent from their perspective to our president, not quite, but almost. And she said, "Hey, we have no need for oil and gas in the future." Because as she said, and let me try and quote this. He said, she emphasized that as part of the green transition, while the dependence on oil and coal will fall, the need for other materials will rise, and specifically named lithium, silicon metal, and rare earth permanent magnets, which are required for batteries, chips, EVs, or wind turbines. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the future, according to her. However, what she forgot to tell you is that Russia has a near monopoly on a lot of these
rare earth
resources.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was just talking about
that. Well,
we got a lot of bright people over there.
Yeah, what I love, too, is the fact that we can do without natural gas or oil. And during Winter Storm Uri, we had over 200 people just in the state of Texas alone that died from the cold.
And that was that far south. Yeah.
Yeah. And there wasn't enough natural gas to heat.
They don't care.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I got to tell you, my.
we're visiting
in
with.
In my opinion, these folks don't care. They're globalists and they're elitists. And
yeah,
of course they fly into Davos on their own private jets.
Yeah,
right?
we can afford it. So
we're
collateral
damage, no doubt about it. We're visiting with Professor Paul Michael Wiebe, the Director of the Institute of the Geopolitics of Energy and Strategic Resources, here live this morning. We're glad of it. If you'll stick around, Professor, I'd like to continue our visit on the other side of this commercial timeout.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic, Professor Paul Michael Wiebe. And us, Butch and I, will return after this.
Stay informed with the latest news from the energy industry with Sean and Butch on the Exploring Energy Show.
TikTok, it's time to shop. Galleria Furniture and Mattress Outlets Beat the Clock Memorial Day sale Saturday, 10 a.m. till noon. Take 25% off all furniture and mattresses. From noon to 4 p.m., take 20% off. And then from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. Saturday through Memorial Day Monday, take 15% off the entire store. Sorry, guys, appliances are not included. Don't let time run out on you. Beat the clock and save this Memorial Day weekend at Galleria Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Elk City.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
Hey parents, spring is here. And that means prom, spring sports, finals, and graduation are just around the corner. With all these once in a lifetime memories coming up, I mean, who would want to miss out on all the fun? No teen wants to be sick this spring. So make the healthy choice and keep your kids at home if they're not feeling well. That way, everyone stays healthy and your kids and their friends won't miss out on making memories this year. Learn more at oklahoma.gov/health. Brought to you by the Oklahoma State Department of Health.
Michael is not your plumber or proctologist. Usually when you need these services, things are not good. Michael is not the guy you're taking to the Royal Ball. He's also not the guy you're going to ask to run a marathon with or sit with your grandparents when they're sick. But he is the guy that can fix your garage door when all of a sudden it doesn't go up or down. When you call Red Dirt Garage Doors, he's not going to break down how the atom is split. He is just going to tell you he will be there and fix your garage door. It's that simple. Michael is the guy that knows how a garage door works. If you looked up his internet browsing history, it's all about garage doors. Some people call him the overhead garage door nerd, but I call him when my garage door doesn't work. So if your garage door sounds like this, call Michael Adams with Red Dirt Garage Doors, the original garage door nerd, and get it fixed now with Red Dirt Garage Doors, 580-482-6369.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Another one of our great sponsors, David A. Guest. He's a certified mineral manager. He's also a buyer of royalties from estates, probates, trusts, bankruptcies. David is a trusted source for mineral management. Well over 35 years in the business, he'll treat you fairly and he'll treat you squarely. David A. Guest, man of integrity, great guy, I'm telling you straight up. Very, very knowledgeable and amiable. David A. Guest. Call him today, 405-341-8698. Even if it's just for some information, if you're just fact-finding, he's the guy that can help you out. 405-341-8698. Tell him that we sent you. And speaking of sent you, how about sending you right into your next career move? Bird Equipment is hiring pressure vessel and piping welders for both their Burns Flat and Noble, Oklahoma facilities. Immediate openings for pipe fitters, pressure vessel, pipe code, and non-code welders. Starting pay is between $15 to $22 an hour. Based on experience, Bird Equipment offers health insurance, vision, dental coverage, paid vacation, 401k, all the benefits. Apply in person at the Bird Equipment office, 701 Dispensary Road in Burns Flat. Call 580-562-3124. Here's that number again. 580-562-3124 for details. Go join the busy Bird Equipment team. Bird Equipment is an equal opportunity employer. Continuing our visit with Professor Paul Michael Wiebe, our Washington, D.C. insider. And, Professor, you mentioned earlier that we're talking about the World Economic Forum and what their grand plans are and those kind of things. But you also talked about Senator Manchin being in attendance. Let's get back to that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Senator Manchin, but just before we start that, I got to tell you, when this president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, spoke, she mentioned the following, and we got to think about this a little bit. She said, she proposed that the reconstruction funding for Ukraine will be in the area of $600 billion. $1 trillion.
Wow.
Well, I wonder who's going to
benefit,
pay for that. Who's going to pay all that money to Ukraine? I wonder which country is going to pony up all that money. Any ideas, guys?
It'll probably be Latvia. I don't know. The Baltic states, maybe. I don't know. You know who it is, Senator. It's going to be us. I mean, Professor, it's going to be us. I mean,
yeah. They're raising the number here every day. In a month, it's going to be $1.5 trillion. Let's get Biden on the phone. Hey, Joe. So, yeah.
Well, we're already sending it over $40 billion at a whack. I mean, you know, it's just.
Yeah, I know.
Boy.
But getting back to our favorite Democratic senator.
Got a mansion on the hilltop. That's it.
Yeah. Now I know exploring energy reaches a lot of people in West Virginia. So you West Virginians who are listening, get on the YouTube. You'll see Senator Manchin. They have clips of him speaking at the Davos conference. Now, what he was saying over there, which leads into the next segment, in fact, is that he was plugging U.S. LNG exports to Europe. And he said one of the big problems is that we need to accelerate the approval and permitting process for natural gas pipelines for entire infrastructure. And we need to reduce it from a timeline averaging about 10 years to what is the timeline in the rest of the world, which is 2 years. So he took a position there. He did mention, however, in order to keep his Democrat credentials, that in order to achieve, more rapid permitting, we would need the support of our environmental partners. So, there you go. That's Joe Manchin speaking from Switzerland.
I don't have an environmental partner.
I think he's been in Switzerland like too long, like 4 days. That's enough.
Yeah,
that thin air is getting to him.
Yeah. I don't have an environmental partner, but I don't play well with others.
Well, I think Manchin still, still a registered Democrat, no doubt about it. But I think he's one of those kind of guys that understands, hey, when you see, he's common sense enough to understand that this is above party right now. This is about people.
He went way beyond party years
back. This is about people. And he's one of the few shining lights on that side of the aisle that gets it.
Well, that's right. And there's a big test as to really to what extent he gets it. So that leads us into the next segment, which is the upcoming vote by Manchin's own committee. He's chairman, as you all know, of the Senate Energy Natural Resources Committee. And they have a vote coming up, I think, before the end of June on the renomination of the chairman of FERC, which is Richard Glick.
Yeah, Glick.
Yeah. Now, he was nominated as one of the Democratic appointees to FERC by President Trump in 2017. So he was one of the five commissioners. So you have two Democrats and two Republicans. And then the president, whomever that is, gets to select the chairman. So right now it's a 3-2 split, Democrat versus Republican. And Glick, in January 2021, was appointed chairman by Joe Biden. And his five-year term, the second five-year term, is coming up in June. And, you know, the Manchin's committee will vote whether to keep him on or not. And then it goes to the full Senate, and they have the vote, which, of course, is very precarious. It's still 50-50, right? Manchin still holds the deciding vote on this. And there's been some very, as you all know, there's been very contentious hearings in the past with the committee and Glick, because Glick was moving very aggressively with new criteria for natural gas pipelines for entire infrastructure, which included a new criteria, new set of rules for emission, empowering landowners and minority communities to challenge the routing of pipelines and so on. And when Manchin pushed back on this very aggressively in February, all of a sudden, Richard Glick, knowing his renomination was coming up, said, oh, wait, I love that natural gas pipeline. They approved nine major gas pipelines. Bang, 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 bang. It was, you know. They move very quickly, right, when they're
when it's pressured, right, yeah. Do whatever they got to say to get back in there. I understand it. So,
So what will happen here is Manchin's got the deciding vote. He's still upset with Glick. Glick has been trying to do everything possible to appease Manchin in this interim period leading up to the vote. So this is a big deal. And you have groups like Power the Future, which is a pro-hydrocarbon, pro-oil and gas industry group that got a petition going on to petition Manchin not to vote for Glick for a second term because he has essentially a hidden agenda on permitting and emission standards and so forth, and that he would implement this strategy or implement these new rules to the detriment of the oil and gas sector if he's approved for a second five-year term. So there's a lot at stake here, and as Manchin was saying in Switzerland, he wants to see an acceleration of the approval process.
Uh-huh.
And Glick, you know, when he came in and took over as chairman, was clearly not in favor of that until he backpedaled. So this vote's coming up. If Glick, if Manchin votes him down, because Manchin's got the deciding vote on the committee and he's got the deciding vote in the full Senate, Glick can stay on as a lame duck until the end of the year. And in that process, that timeline, if the Republicans secure one or both of the houses, House of Representatives or the Senate, this would make Glick's job a lot tougher in those final 2 months if he's a lame duck.
Right.
So there's a lot at stake here, and that's really going to tell us a lot about Manchin and where he stands on this situation with permitting and the need for LNG exports to go to Europe and so forth. Although most of the LNG exports that we have right now are being taken up, being bought up by the Chinese and the Japanese and others. So we'll see where that goes. But this is a really hot button issue right now. There's a lot at stake. And I think some of the folks that are the audience of Exploring Energy want to keep an eye on this as it goes forward.
Again, visiting with Professor Paul Michael Wiebe. Professor, we need to take one more quick break, but I'd like to talk to you about this windfall profit tax, the UK and all that. Can you stick around?
Sure.
Fantastic. Professor Paul Michael Wiebe. We'll continue our visit with him right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done to a farmer, a tractor, combine. Gets him up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
A lot of our patients can see changes in their arthritis if they're able to eliminate a few things from their diet. You have to find what works for each patient. Everybody's different. I like to say things in moderation. I don't ever want to tell a patient they absolutely cannot have something, but we really like to start with some diet changes, exercise, and then if we need to, we can do anti-inflammatories and start on from there. But we really like patients to be able to be in charge of their own health. So we're going to be here Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and on Fridays, 8 to noon.
That's the Oklahoma Arthritis Center.
Tips Insurance Agency is an independent insurance agency. Justin Twyman, what does that mean?
Well, Sean, that means that we can go out and shop multiple carriers. We're not tied to one line of business. That way, if one line of business declines you, we have another line of business to come in and quote. So Tips Agency, we currently represent a little over 100 carriers. So we have an outlet for your insurance needs.
How can that help someone looking for personal or commercial insurance?
Well, that just gives them options. We don't want to limit our customers to one option. That way we don't try to fit a round peg into a square hole.
Justin, you handle several corporate insurance policies. What sets you apart?
I always tell everyone I'm not a typical insurance agent. You know, I've been around the oil field since I was born and raised here. So I know how it works. Sometimes you get home at night after work, and you're like, man, I was supposed to call the insurance guy, and he didn't do it. So every customer I've got, they have my cell phone number. They shouldn't hesitate to call me, ask me the question. Let's get it knocked out so they don't forget the next day.
What's the best way to contact you at the Tips Agency?
You can stop by my office, 314 North Main Street, just north of Walgreens, or you can call my cell phone. Cell phone number is 580-374-1052.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
And we're here in part because of the good folks at SOAR, Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources. They got their upcoming educational opportunities, www.soerok.com, SOAR.com. Again, industry workbook formerly sold on SOAR can be seen with the free SOAR Connect app for Android or iOS. Quick and easy access to SOAR's Lease Pumper's Handbook, as well as searchable filters and links. But here's what they got coming up. Right now, the next one is going to be the Pipeline Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, the PHMSA. Regulatory compliance updates is going to be happening on June the 2nd. So that's next week. You need to get yourself registered now at soerok.com. It's a free meeting. It's a Zoom meeting from 11 to 12. That's June 2nd for the Pipeline Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. Also, the OGI, Optical Gas Imaging, for volatile organic components and compounds, methane leak monitoring, that's coming up June 16th. That's all on soerok.com, Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources. And October 13th, it's the Grand Poopah, the 25th anniversary, the largest and longest running oil and gas expo in the state of Oklahoma, the OK Oil Expo, October 13th, the Bennett Event Center in Oklahoma City. Go to okoilexpo.com or www.soerok.com. Let's get back to the man, the myth, the legend, Professor Paul Michael Wiebe this morning, ladies and gentlemen. And Professor, we were finishing up, but you'd given me a topic about this windfall profit tax. Let's talk a little bit about that, if you would, sir.
Yes. And perfect timing with the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. The UK government just announced that it's going to impose a 25% windfall tax on the profits of oil and gas companies.
Wow.
Like Shell and BP. And that initially will amount to about $6 billion plus. And the intent is to provide relief, financial relief, to low-income individuals and family with a one-off direct payment in one case, or one group of about $1,400 and another group of about $300. And this windfall profit tax, according to the minister in charge, will be eliminated once, are you ready for this?
Sure.
Once prices return to normal.
Who determines normal?
Yeah.
Have you ever known a tax to go away?
Abby normal. But no, I mean the millage taxes and those kind of things. But you know, Professor, that's going to happen?
Yeah, it's happened already. And you've got to know that you're going to have some aggressive Democrat senators and House members say, hey, what a great idea.
Let's do that here, you bet.
Yeah, well, that's right, and it's a perfect vote-getting scheme, because the reason they're bringing that in at this time is that the so-called conservative government in Britain is facing tough times in the polling and the upcoming election. So this is a great way to make sure some of the folks get some money, and let's target the oil and gas companies, because according to the minister involved, it wasn't their record profit isn't because of innovation or new technologies or financial wizardry. It's because oil has gone very high. They had nothing to do with it, obviously, so therefore we can tax their profit. And that argument's going to make its way over here, I'm pretty sure, just in time for the campaigns to really heat up over the summer.
Yeah, and there's and they love to try to throw out that free money right before election time. It's like,
if
you vote for us, we'll give you free money. I mean, we're going to tax you five times what we give you, but we're going to give you free money. And it's just ridiculous how a lot of American people are falling into that trap, like, hey, gimme, 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 not understanding that, what little they give you, they're going to get back tenfold. And it's just ridiculous. It's like these high gasoline prices have already, hit everybody's coronavirus money. You know what I mean? The PPP and those kind of things like that. Crazy.
Well, yeah, look, they can't dip into the COVID argument to, release from the Fed, a few hundred billion dollars here, a few hundred billion dollars there. And the monkeypox isn't flying, I think. I don't think people are
I think nobody's buying that.
So, hey, why not try this? Let's throw it up against the wall. See if it sticks.
We've got a case in the United States. But anyway, Professor, we've been telling our listeners for the last several weeks that these midterm and these primaries are huge. We talked about it in one of our conversations, Professor, and they're still big. There's several states that are already happening. Our state's about to happen. So it's a situation where people need to just go and vet, do some research, find out who the person is behind the name, because it's real easy to look all shiny and clean right before the election, and then as soon as you get elected, you're right back to your old antics.
Yeah, look at Hunter.
Well, that's right. I mean, in many cases, the primaries are more important than the general election. And this has never really been the case. People have always taken a lackluster view of the primaries. It's only the party activists to, you know, show up. But I think, you know, we're seeing now, you know, we've seen some high-profile races in Georgia and Texas and Pennsylvania and so on. And so I think the word is getting out there, you know, amongst voters who are interested in the outcome of the November election. And, yeah, get out and vote for the you know, the candidate of your choice in the primary. But this is really key as to which direction our country is going to go, you know, come November with the congressional election.
Well, I guess you called your buddy Elon Musk and told him to back out of the Twitter deal, right?
Yeah, I said, Elon, I spoke to Butch and Sean, and we're all in agreement, you know. Time to pull out. You've exposed them. They're stark naked. You know, the emperor has no clothes anymore.
You know, and it's funny how this is starting off really come out. Of course, you've known it for a long time. A lot of these bots, you know, they're artificial intelligence. They're people that, you know, they're algorithms that just send out messages just to try to stir the pot and those kind of things. But Twitter, you know, they misrepresented themselves.
Imagine
that, yeah. And let me tell you something before we wrap up here. First of all, Saudi Aramco is now the most valuable company in the world at over $2 trillion. And it replaced Apple, okay? And almost every one of these big tech companies, Microsoft, Google, Twitter, Netflix, you name it, they have all lost. And folks can go on, you know, and check the stocks over the last 6 months, Disney included, right?
Uh-huh.
They've lost 25% to 40% over the last 6 months in valuation.
That's big.
And Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just saying that's a big, those are big numbers. I mean that's a, I mean it's not like 2-3% each. You know, when you start talking about 25% to 40%, that's real numbers. And you know, you go woke, you go broke kind of thing.
Yeah, and oil and gas stocks are replacing a lot of these tech stocks. Who would have thought, right?
Yeah, those of us that kind of knew, including Harold Hamm, you know.
Yeah.
So it's one of those deals, Professor, that it's a head scratcher. I mean, I know you and I have visited, me and Butch have visited too, and it's, you just sit back and you think, how in the world can they think we're that stupid, first of all? And then continue the narrative. You know, of course, you know, they get the mainstream media in on the deal. You're seeing a lot of shakeup in that. I know we just got a couple minutes left, Professor, but are you seeing a change in mainstream media and what it is they're finally starting to show as truth?
Yeah, it's a slow change. It's like, you know, turning a big oil tanker around takes time. But I think because of all of these other platforms where, you know, you have citizen journalists out there and, you know, doing the news and reporting and getting videos up there that we would not normally see on CNN or NBC, these networks are feeling the pinch. As I said, Viacom, which is CBS, Disney, which is, which is, I believe, ABC, ESPN, all these big entertainment stocks are in a nosedive. And they're in a nosedive just like Disney and Netflix because people are pulling out their support. They do not any longer want to sustain these type of corporations whose values and ideas are contrary to what most Americans believe.
Absolutely. Professor, thank you so much for your time this morning. I love these live interviews, really do. And I know it's early for you, but again, thank you for your willingness to do it. And I hope we continue to stay in touch because we got a lot going on. Professor, have a blessed day, man. We'll continue to pray for you and glad you're feeling better. And thanks again for calling in this morning, man.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. Thank you, Butch.
Thanks, guys.
Professor Paul Michael Wiebe, ladies and gentlemen. as our Washington, D.C. insider. Very insightful. Again, thank you so much for all of our great sponsors that helped make this broadcast possible. And for Butch Black. Butch, I know that we've got just a few seconds. It's supposed to be a pretty nice weekend. It's supposed to be a little hotter.
Nice weekend. We got a 40% chance of rain starting Tuesday night. So that's a good sign.
Starting Tuesday night.
Yeah, Laura Lee's going to be 91 and windy.
All right.
But, hey, it's Western Oklahoma.
It certainly is. Again, no show Monday because of Memorial Day. Remember to say a prayer for all those that were lost in battle and all the families that also were torn apart by that. For all of our great sponsors and Butch Black, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for tuning in. I promise we'll talk again. You're tuned to 96.5 KECO in Elk City, Oklahoma. Have yourself a great day. We'll be back Tuesday morning with Dewey F. Bartlett Jr.